Welcome back to another episode of Classroom to Calm, where we here at the EOU Leap Lab try and get teachers and staff from LeGrand School District kind of start the process of unwinding on Friday and heading into a weekend to rest and recharge and get ready for another week at school. The purpose of this podcast is to just sort of chat about things we find interesting about stress reduction and ways and techniques that people can really engage in self-care and take care of themselves over the weekend. My name is Kyle Pfaffenbach. I'm a professor at EOU, associate professor at EOU. And I'm joined by our lab intern, Nathan Marshall. What's up, Nathan?
What's up, Kyle?
And yeah, so today we're going to be talking about the impact of music on reducing stress, how to use it, how to think about it. A lot of people inherently know, but we have a review paper that looked at it in a little bit more detail so that people that either are trying to optimize their use of music for stress reduction or implement that into their stress reduction quiver, if you will, or toolbox. Hopefully you come out of this with a little bit more information in regards to how to do that. So I'm going to let Nathan take it away. He's kind of running point on this episode. He read the paper and compiled some information about it. And so, yeah, take it away, Nathan.
All right. So the title of the paper is called Music Listening and Stress Recovery in Healthy Individuals, a systematic review with meta-analysis of experimental studies. The main authors are just the last name, right?
Last name.
Okay.
The last author's last name.
The last author's last name.
Mm-hmm.
Gertz. G-E-U-R-T-S.
And then you just say Gertz et al.
Gertz et al.
Yeah. And then what's the university or the affiliation?
Doesn't say.
Huh?
Doesn't say.
Sure it does. Looking at it right now. Stand by. Author information. This study is actually from the Netherlands, from the Donders Institute of Brain Cognition and Behavior. In the Netherlands.
Okay, well, so, now I know.
European paper.
Mm-hmm. It was European last week, I think.
Yeah, they do interesting stuff.
Going all over the world.
Yeah.
So essentially, I found this paper and I thought it was kind of cool. And, you know, we're just trying to find different topics to talk about, you know, going towards the weekend and talk about vegetables. We've talked about meditation. So we're kind of going all over the place. But music's something that I've definitely, like, found myself kind of getting into more. And, like, since I've kind of, you know, gotten to this level of, you know, finding papers and kind of relying on them from a school's, you know, in school, starting to look at them like on my own. It sounds super nerdy.
Yes.
I can't believe I'm doing it. But I looked up, you know, some music stuff on just, you know, some journals. And I was like, okay, this is kind of cool. It's something we could talk about.
Yeah.
Talk about music. So
yeah, let's talk about it.
I guess kind of the main thing that I took away was that, you know, listening to music that you pick, that you find relaxing, can be super, super helpful in, you know, as a lifestyle intervention to help with stress and anxiety, which is something that we've talked about. It's pretty prevalent for teachers.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing that, you know, this isn't news to anybody that's listening, but teachers have very high rates of reported, self-reported burnout, stress, anxiety. And I think the thing that I've seen working with teachers now for the last 4 or 5 years on these wellness initiatives is that they often put everyone and everything else before themselves. And I think one of the things that we want to really reiterate with Classroom to Calm is that it is your right to take care of yourself. And we want to provide you information that empowers you to really make sure that that is front and center. Mm-hmm. And that doesn't mean at the expense of everybody else around you, but, you know, I really like this idea that we can't show up as our best selves, mm-hmm, and perform our best and be there for the people that are relying on us unless we're in good shape, both, mm-hmm, physically and mentally. And so doing the things, you know, implementing some of these action items and these techniques that we talk about and that we share with you and we discuss with you is really about trying to empower you to implement self-care. Hygiene is a term that's used that I really like because you know, most people, the vast, vast majority of people, we brush our teeth, we wash our faces, we shower on a regular basis. We don't even think twice about those things. We don't say like, I don't have the right, I haven't earned the right to take a shower. And it's the same with exercise and with eating healthy. You don't have to earn that right, but you do need to find the time during the day to do it. And so taking care of yourself is a part of hygiene, and it's going to allow you to be more effective in the ways that you really care about. And so it's a really hard thing to put yourself first, but you know, that's kind of the big picture that we're looking at here. And so we're picking at it a little bit, like one little piece at a time. And this week's piece is the music thing. And the paper's super interesting. It talks about how, yes, there are several studies that suggest music can be effective at reducing stress. The issue is that everyone has different musical tastes.
Exactly. Yeah.
And so it really needs to be self-selected. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not like we're going to bring you into the lab and then tell you what to listen to and be like, relax.
Yeah.
And then the other point of this is that how you define stress, right? So if you're mentally on a hamster wheel and you have sticky thoughts and that's what's stressing you out, it may not matter if like your heart rate comes down. It may matter if your heart rate comes down, but what we use to measure stress physiologically doesn't always make the stress that's in your head, the stressful thoughts, go away. And so we're not saying like, oh, just start listening to like your favorite music and everything will be better. We're just trying to add tools to the toolbox.
I think one thing a couple of things I was thinking with this is like, we've talked a lot about like, you know, meditation and being mindful, and that's like, I've been trying to do it and it's hard to implement that as a routine. It's like, it sounds easy. And like, when we talk about it, I think sometimes we talk about it like we do it all the time, which isn't true. Right. It's super hard to do. And so I think
diet falls into that category too. I get people all the time after I give these dietary talks and they're like, do you ever like eat cake? I was like, dude, yes, you have to have balance with these things.
Yeah, no, totally. And so I think where I was going with this music is I never thought of listening to music as being beneficial for me, like mentally or physiologically. I thought I was like, okay, it's fun. But this is, now I'm thinking this is actually helpful in my practice of being more mindful. Mm. And some days I don't want to meditate. Maybe I'll just throw on some jazz.
Yeah. So the idea of mindfulness, right, is to like be purely in the moment, non-judgmentally. And a lot of like, this can come in a lot of different forms. You can be mindful washing the dishes, for example, because you're not thinking about anything other than washing the dishes. You're not thinking about how crappy it is to wash dishes, or you're not thinking about, I can't wait till these dishes are done. You're just non-judgmentally doing the thing that you're engaged with. That's mindfulness. And this is, it does have roots in like some Eastern religions and things like that, but it is not religious in necessarily in the way that we're talking about it. Now, it can be like praying is a form of mindfulness, for example, or doing daily devotions. Like those types of things resonate with certain people, and that's really, really important, and that's part of their routine. And I think kind of what you're getting at is, maybe I don't want to just sit in a quiet room and try and focus on my breathing because my mind goes in too many directions. Mm-hmm. But I can sit down with something that is like a complex piece of music that's relaxing, and I can focus on that in the moment, non-judgmentally, and just let myself be.
Yeah.
And that has physiologic effects.
Yeah. I also think it's just kind of a little easier. It's like when you're driving to work, it's probably not the time to meditate.
Sure.
But it's a good time to listen to music.
Yeah. And I mean, you can be mindful while driving, but you're focused on that act of driving, right? A lot of times what happens when we're driving, for example, is that we're thinking about like, why is this traffic here? Well, in La Grande, it's not traffic. It's like, why are these deer on the road? Or why is this train coming through town, or whatever it is? But, you know, like mindfulness is just this idea that we can be fully immersed in the present moment and we're not thinking about the future. We're not thinking about the past. And it's very liberating. Music seems to be able to spark that.
Yeah. I have a question for you.
Sure.
I feel like I'm always playing music in here, and you seem like you know every song I could possibly play. So
just old. That just means I'm old.
So I don't know. How do you listen to music? When do you listen to music?
So it's a really good question. I love music, and we literally have it on all the time at our house. Like, we have a speaker system. We have an old iPhone that is not on a plan. It's just hooked to Wi-Fi. And the only thing that's on it is Apple Music. And we just, it's on all the time. And sometimes it's like, you know, background, like electronic music where the boys are doing, you know, I have two boys, 9 and 11. They're both at Central. They're doing their homework. Shout out to their teachers for actually making them do homework. I love it. So it's either that, or we're trying to get them out of bed in the morning, or we're eating and it's just background music. Like, it's on all the time.
Okay.
And I wouldn't say I grew up like that. Mm-hmm. In fact, I didn't grow up like that. And one, music was harder to get a hold of. My sister got really into music, mostly like punk rock and indie rock and things like that. And I kind of connected with that to a certain extent when I was younger. But when I got to college, I started getting introduced by the people that I met to a lot of really interesting things. And I just found myself really liking, like, if it's sort of like food with me. If it's good, I will like it. Like, I'll eat anything if it's good.
Isn't that like subjective?
Let's say this. I will try anything.
Okay. Yeah.
If it's good.
Okay.
That's the thing. Like, there is like, I used to say I'll listen to any kind of music except country music. And then I moved to LeGrand. And now I realize like there's a lot of really good country music. So if it's good, there's also a lot of bad country music.
Yeah.
So if it's good, I listen to it.
Yeah.
And that goes for hip hop and rock. I had a roommate in college that was super, super into heavy metal, like heavy metal, things I'd never even heard of. But I was really like, he was so passionate about it that it was like infectious. And there are examples of like metal songs that I hear and I'm like, yeah, this is good. And so the whole thing is really interesting. Music is such an important part of my life. Yeah. And so I was pretty excited when you picked this article.
Yeah, no, it's super cool. I think one thing too is I've used it growing up to match my mood. Like, I before games, I'd listen to like music to pump me up.
Yeah.
Now I'm kind of thinking like, okay, with this article, I can kind of get out of my comfort zone a little bit. So I wouldn't say I'm a big jazz guy. I know some people love it, but I wouldn't say I love it, but it's super relaxing to me. So yeah. Like, if I want to relax, I'll throw in some jazz. It doesn't mean it's my favorite type of music, but I think it kind of can match that mood. So I guess kind of like, you know, when I'm talking about like, if you like rock or you like punk or whatever it is that, and maybe your favorite music isn't like relaxing music, I guess my challenge would be, okay, try and find a genre that is objectively a little more relaxing and whatever that may be. And then you can try and listen to that.
So what's interesting about that is that I think you can find the relaxing version of whatever your favorite genre is, to be honest with you. So because for jazz, like, you're talking about jazz in like the stereotypical kind of way. And I'm not trying to like sound like jazz guy here, but there was a period of time, I have a problem not, like, when I get into something, I have a real problem not going like really, really far into it. And I did have a period of time in grad school, it's so cliche, where I got like super, super into jazz music. Part of why I like music is I like the stories behind the music. So I end up doing a lot of research on the stories behind the artist and those types of things, not just about why they were geniuses, but kind of what they were thinking at the time that they made this and all these different types of things. I find those things super interesting. And so it's almost like a fun research. Now we're really going to show our nerd badges, but it's like a fun way to be engaged in research and find things, because then you hear the music differently when you know more about the context. But there's like jazz music that I don't find annoying, that I had roommates that were like, are you kidding me? My favorite, shout out to my good buddy, Eric Rochford. He used to get so mad because there's this jazz musician named Ornette Coleman who just said like, okay, well, jazz is supposed to be free. So we're just going to get a bunch of people in and they're going to play whatever they want all at the same time. And we're going to record it. And that's jazz. And he used to call it a fourth grade band warming up. Every instrument you could think of, all just playing whatever they want at the same time. And I saw it a little bit differently because I had some context into it. He used to get so mad when I would like put stuff like that on. Whereas you're talking about there's like objectively relaxing jazz, you know, especially early, like the 50s and 60s, where like once we got past like the big band era, we got in out of this like bop, we got into this like version of jazz that is very pleasing objectively to the ears. And so I'm guessing that's like what you're going to.
It's like when you go to an art museum and you look at a piece of art and there's someone who really likes art and you're like, don't you just see this? And you're just like,
no. Yes.
That must have been how you
shout out to jazz. Shout out to Jackson Pollock. It's like, yeah, I could just take a paintbrush and splatter paint all over a thing, sell it for $5 million. And I guess the art people in my life would say, but you didn't.
Yeah.
And he did in a way that worked. So that's art. Yeah. So the interpretation is super important. And the paper actually acknowledges that's what the most cool thing about this is. They talked about how studies, when people don't get to pick the music that is their version of relaxing, they don't have the same response. And you would say, duh, of course. But when you start looking at it in terms of things like heart rate variability and cortisol levels and objective measures of stress, then it becomes a little more intriguing where you're like, no, this is for me. So when you go back to this idea of self-care, taking care of yourself and things like that, like this is the sort of thing where it's like, if you need to treat yourself to a pair of headphones so the rest of your family doesn't hear, but like, you want to get headphones that allow you to immerse yourself in the music in this mindful way, for example. That's an investment in yourself. Then you can find time to relax and do these things. And it's like treating yourself in a way.
I just want to say, too, like I always talk about my mom on these podcasts.
Yeah.
But this is like a funny dad. Yeah.
Shout out to Miss Marshall.
So like he doesn't like have a music streaming service. But so he's doing the dishes every night and he has his AirPods in. I'm like, what do you even like listen to? So yeah. I like click on his phone. It's like the Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, it's okay. Like, got it.
And I'm like, okay, well, if you want to do the dishes fast, that's what you throw on. It's like, you know, when you're running to Rocky's theme song, like it's just like the music matches the, I'm like, because he loves Lord of the Rings. I'm just like,
yeah.
I just like, I didn't even say anything to him. I just like look at him. It's like,
I mean, my kids listen to Avengers music. They love Marvel and they, shout out to Mr. Chamberlain.
Yeah.
We walked into this is their gym teacher at Central. And my wife, he does this thing called Cougar Fit 3 times in the morning. My wife helps out and they like, kids can show up and train for a half an hour before school. It's an amazing, amazing program. Shout out to Mr. Chamberlain and all the volunteers that helped make that happen. She's like, I walked in this morning and they were playing like the Avengers theme. And it turns out Mr. Chamberlain's a big Avengers guy. And they have this whole conversation about it. So there's examples of like where you hear music instantly and it connects you to people and it puts you in a good mood and makes you think about things that you enjoy. Yeah. So shout out to Mr. Marshall. Keep rocking that.
Lord of the Rings.
Lord of the Rings. And that's a dope soundtrack. Yeah. Like it's a legit, yeah. Like I actually may or may not have that in my iTunes library.
Yeah. This whole episode's exposing us a little bit.
That's yeah, exactly. So it doesn't have to be, you know, Beethoven's Fifth or whatever, Vivaldi.
Yeah.
It can be whatever you want. In terms of like, if you're a rock person, there's a lot of singer-songwriter stuff and there's a lot of slower stuff and there's a lot of stuff that is meant to be a little bit more chill and reflective. One of the things about using music from a mindfulness standpoint, though, is that music without lyrics a lot of times can get you to that kind of non-judgmental, mindful place that we're searching because you're not focused on the feeling and the words and the meaning. And because a lot of times that will take you, you know, back to a place that's not the present. Mm-hmm. And so find some instrumental music that you can chill to and give it a shot and block out the time. Like, a lot of productivity people say, and therapists will say, if you really want to do something and you're finding a hard time to do it, put it in your schedule. I know I work off my schedule like crazy, and I designate my exercise time, I designate chill time. And so if you know, like, hey, I have 45 minutes every day at this time, and I kind of, for lack of a better word, piss it away, put something in your schedule. Like, this is my music time. And then that is guilt-free, especially for people that say, oh, I could be doing this. I could be grading papers. I could be working on this thing. No, you'll do all those things more efficiently if you take time for yourself. Have you discovered that yet? Taking time for yourself.
Oh, yeah. This term more so. I feel like it's just nice because with the internship, it's like I'm doing stuff from like 9 to 4. And I kind of just have like...
That's class and internship and everything.
Yeah, and I like that schedule. It's like, okay, I feel productive. And but by the time I get home, I'm like, okay, I'm ready to like chill.
Yes.
Which is like last term, right. I would then have to go to practice, which is like a whole different mindset that like was hard to get to.
Yeah.
At that point.
And what are you training right now?
I block it out. So like this morning I trained before. So I just woke up and said, okay, I'm gonna sleep in a little bit, then go run.
Same.
And that's just like what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
And I didn't stray from that.
Yeah.
And so
same.
I'm learning from Kyle, I guess. Making this schedule things getting a little better.
Go. All right. So that's Classroom to Calm. We'll see you back here on Monday for Fit to Teach. These are super fun. If you guys, one of the things that was interesting about this paper is that one of the measures that some of the studies used was called heart rate variability. Heart rate variability is something that we measure for teachers and staff when they come in for their wellness exploration. So next time you see Scott Carpenter, ask him about his HRV assessment when he came in. He talks about this publicly, so we're not spilling anything here. He came in after a long day of work, and basically the machine that we use gives you a score, like an achievement score. And basically the higher the score, the more relaxed you are. Mm-hmm. And the first 5 minutes when he just sat there plugged into our machine, it's just a little ear clip that you wear. His score was one of the lowest ones we've ever seen. And 5 minutes after doing mindful breathing, following a prompt and really concentrating on being mindful, relaxing, it improved by 4.5 times. It went from like 95 to like 300 and something. So it, I know my math is off there. I can't remember off the top of my head, but, and he's talked about that and he shared that before as being a really valuable part of his experience. So this is, again, our pitch to get you in to the lab and get some assessments done, teach you some aspects of mindful breathing. You can see immediately the impact that even 5 minutes of slowing down, taking some time for yourself, can reset the system.
Yeah, totally.
So if you're interested in that, make sure to reach out, email Nathan at N-E Marshall at eou.edu, or Human Performance Lab, all one word, no spaces, at eou.edu. We really want to get more teachers in here experiencing that. Spread the word. Shout out to those that have come in so far. Okay, we'll see you on Monday for a Fit to Teach. Have a great weekend, y'all.
Have a good-